We'll start again now. What? Yeah, but I officially I think I stopped over here, so we'll do it next Sunday, Monday. Okay, Dr. Gemara and Kovdal Ramad Aleph. You found it? What does it say? Nus nami be beis dina shel shem gazru. Right. Nus with a guy was beis dina shel shem. Right. Namaz vav with beis. Thank you.
Rabbi Shutz works.
Works in Tyra. Shem the son of Nayach. Right.
And that's also
we're not bound to keep it by that. We can keep it because in Sinai they reinforced it, but it was it originated there. Dr. Gemara Vayta, we are starting Kuvdal Lamed Aleph. We are starting Tana Rabbanon, bottom line. Vayta Mishnei B'nei Adam, the story with two people, Shenishmu by Har Carmel, they were captured in Har Carmel, Vayishvoi Mahalut HaKreim, their captain is following behind them. One person says to the other one, "Gamul shemalagus b'penenu, suma ba'achus meina." The camel going in front of us is blind in one of her eyes. Utunish deinaitis and is carrying two flasks, achus shayayim v'achus shemen, one of wine, one of oil. Shnei b'nei adam hamenhiganized them. The two people that are leading it, echad yisrael v'echad nachri. One is Jewish, one is not. Amalem shavoy amkshe ayrev. You stubborn nation. Ve'einatam yaidim. Meaning you're stubborn. Even in captivity, you're saying these words of wisdom. How do you know all this? Amalai, very simply. Camel eats from the side that it sees. Usually eats from both sides of the road. This camel is only eating from one side of the road. It gets absorbed into the ground when it drips there. So shemen betaps of itself. It remains a little bit on top of the ground. And we can tell that some of the drops are in and some of the drops are out. The guy goes to the bathroom in the middle of the road, there's no tznius. Yisrael nifnul l'tzadim. So we can tell that obviously there's a guy there and a yid there from the way we can tell their waste material, where it's placed. Rav HaKreim, so the guy chases them, the shavoy, the captor, and he finds that they're right. Mav and Ashkenaz Arisha, he came and kissed them on the head. Ravim Lebeze brought him to the house, Aslam Suda Gedayla, made them a big party by a miraculous of name, and he danced in front of them. So the Gemara here, there's an addition here from the Rishonim who say that there's an additional piece of Gemara that we don't have here. Amulai, and I'm going to read it, even though most people probably don't have it in their Gemara. Amulai, kumdumulano shadenenu ben klas tishamelechu. You know, you look exactly like the king. You must be the king's son. Halach v'shal imai went to his mom, amulai, aim. I'm sorry, amulai, im at maget asleep, you tell me the truth, mutav. If I feel you're not telling me the truth, I'll have you killed. Amalai, she said, my husband left, the king came, and he lived with her, and that you are the son of the king. Basri brought them meat. Amalai, he told them, Basri, the meat tastes like dog meat. She said, we have this lamb, the mother died, and we gave it milk from a dog's milk. Brought him wine. This yain has a time of dead people. It's from the vines that grew over your father's grave. He gave them a lot of money, and he said, Baruch Shabbakim Bazarish Lavram, praises Hashem who chose the children of Avram, but Nasman Machmasai gave them from his wisdom, wherever they go, they become leaders over their masters. He sent them away and they went home in peace. I don't think so. But, I don't think so. There's two cryings. What's the two cryings? The two batim migdash. Well, everybody else notices these things and don't notice. You have to be able to perceive. Not everybody perceives.
And because they're Jewish, they perceive?
Yeah, it comes from the Baruch of Hashem, yes. That's what happens.
Well,
there's a reason why half the Nobel Prize winners are Jewish. It's not a coincidence. There's a certain perception of Chachma that is Matan of Hashem to Yidden. That's fact. They cried that night. It was the night of Tisha B'Av. You cried for no reason. I will give you a B'Chiyah for generations. Whoever cries at night, you can hear his voice. When it cries at night, the stars and the constellations cry with them. One who listens to his voice cries along. There was a story with a lady, the neighbor of Gamliel. Her son died, but she was crying Belial at night. Summer of Gamliel, he heard her voice, the Belial connected, and he cried along with her. Until his eyebrows fell off, or his eyelashes. The Tamidim saw what had happened. They asked her to please move, because the Gamliel would not be able to tolerate the constant crying. Like a woman that cries on the husband of her youth. Eli lament kibsula chagur esak, like a girl who is girdled with sackcloth, a baal nura of the husband of her youth. Yes.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand this. The Tamidim are very protective of the Rebbe, but it seems like the Rebbe is consoling her.
Obviously, he couldn't do it. I mean,
they couldn't get shirred the next day.
I mean, it couldn't function. Yeah, she didn't do it on purpose.
I don't think she did it on purpose. I'm saying, no, what's the Talmudim saying, you know, you got to leave here because...
I mean, obviously she was not inconsolable at the point.
Your meeting reservation has been extended 15 minutes.
Right. That's what you have, right. I'm a Rabbi Yechelen, Kameh, Shri Yisrael, Nasa Reish. Whoever bothers Klal Yisrael becomes a head. Shenemar, no Shenemar, period. Just the way it is. Haitzrael, Reish, I skipped these words. That's a covenant for Klal Yisrael. We're not given over to low nations. We're always given over to world leaders. Unfortunately for us, but that's the way it works. And therefore, people who want to become world leaders, one of their true tried ways of making it to world leadership is hate the Jews. And then, if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael is in need of a punishment, it'll give them a lift. Yes. Right. What? I don't know if they know it, but it's a historical fact.
Hopefully not.
Inquisition in Spain happens when Spain is a world power, not when Spain is a low nation. And the Germany is when Hitler became a world power. All these things happen to world powers. Kamehsevi Yisrael Nasarach. There's no tiredness to those who oppress Klal Yisrael. Case of Rishon at the beginning, Hegel H. Zulun, he emptied out the land of Zulun Vats and Aptali Vakron, and later on, Hikmader Chayam, he came heavy through the sea, Avra Yarden, and the other side of the Yarden, Glil Agoyim, the place of living of the nations. Amar Abam Rabbi Yechon, Klal Mechik Yisrael, Ein Oyef. One who bothers Yisrael does never gets tired. Yes.
I'm just asking, I mean, but if, what is the chance of tshuva be greater when you have a low person constantly oppressing us? Is this hurting our chance of tshuva, or is it?
Has nothing to do with the chance of tshuva. I mean, I think it helps our chance of tshuva. If we have world leaders that are out to get the Jews, that means it's accepted. That means the world accepts this kind of an approach. That means any belief that we have, any false hope that we have, that we belong to the family of nations, gets shattered very quickly when you have a world leader who can openly say things against Yidden and not be condemned. It's an acceptable thing to do. So what are you talking yourself into that you're a guy amongst all the nations? It doesn't work. You're never going to be a nation amongst all the nations. Adarabba. It's an incentive to do tshuva. It's an incentive to realize that the Jews' existence is not like anybody else's. And the more we feel like we are a nation amongst other nations, Rabbi Nishlam says, no, you're not. The leader of the world condemns you. The leader of the world, that can kill you. and kill out millions of Yidden, and the world ain't played to pay mitzvah and nobody opens their mouth and everybody sits quietly and watches.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you selling yourself to your nation amongst other nations?
On the other hand, I'm sorry, I agree with Rebbe, but Parshas did Hashem say, all you are is basar. Look at you. You're not Aish. You're not Evan. You're all you are just stupid. I'm sorry.
I don't see this in my discussion,
no.
By the way. But anyway,
does Rashi say that?
Could be Rashi did, but yeah.
There's a comment in our scroll.
Yes.
A quote from Tosfos that says, in order that it not be said that the Jews were vanquished by a lowly and contemptible person, God arranges that whoever is destined to be vanquished the Jews rises to greatness beforehand. So just so it means just so you can't say that a lowly person did a sin.
Right.
It takes greatness to it.
Oh, we should see it all through. One of the nice things, Perushan, Avdi Karoz, which means Avdi Karoz, Avdi Karoz, is that Haman is very.
Yeah, it's always that way.
Elevated.
Exactly, Haman was elevated. But that's what Tyson is saying, that it takes a great person to do Klal Yisrael in. It's a coverage for Klal Yisrael.
Even I really pointed out that on Laris level, the best place you could possibly live is on the banks of a river. Because that way you didn't have to carry water so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that even, you know, that one was, that's the choice of real estate.
That's the Gemara Vayit. I'm a Rabbi. Why Aleichem Kalay V'Derech? I'm a Rabbi. I'm Rabbi Aleichem.
When it says Kalamaisik
Bishro Ainoyev,
this is harsh
one. Aces says Ani Oyev. It is Meshamet to us that
the
Aces
says
Ani Oyev,
so therefore
Ayat Panachi.
He cannot be successful
because
it says
Ani
Oyev. So,
who's that? You have shot? Yeah. Nice job. Very nice. That's the Gemara Vayit. I'm a Rabbi.
Why would he come to his son? He himself is something special.
What? I don't know. I lost you on that one.
Everyone just coming to his son.
Oh, right. But I'm a Rabbi Derek. I'm a Rabbi. Mechol Amri Meskana Chusim Ibnayim Tamidai. Hello. The Gemara said we learned yesterday that people aren't jealous of their son. Mechol Amri Meskana Chusim Ibnayim Tamidai.
I'm sorry. That was yesterday.
Yes. I'm getting there. I tried a number of times. I'm a rabbi Yechelen, I'm a Kaim L'Kuvonim in Atayra. There's three pshatim in Rashi. First pshat is that it's a proper thing to say to people, what happened to me should not happen to you, because words have impact. And therefore one should say, Loy Aleichem, it shouldn't come. Whenever a person says something bad, they say, not upon you. That's what we see from here. Kaiso says, Loy Aleichem Kaim Ederech. What happened to us should not see happen to you. We say, Loy Aleichem, Loy Aleichem, right?
What's the Kavlana mean?
Kavlana means to be able to say to people, it shouldn't come to you. That's Rashi's first shot. There's three shots in Rashi. The other shot Rashi says is, a person should inform people of his tzar. And the third shot Rashi says is, a person, when he tells somebody something bad, should say, I don't mean you, but this is the facts. One is saying that tzara shouldn't come on you, and one is not recounting his own tzaras. When a guy is getting angry and he says bad things should happen, he says, I don't mean you, but. They made me like people who transgress the rules. I'm like my Zdaim. I got treated like Zdaim because my Zdaim says Hashem rained down and from above Hashem sent fire in my bones to the antenna and he beat them. I think it means, or he, not sure what the antenna means. My antenna broke them, Rashi says. Is there favoritism? There's two ways to learn this. Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means we had an attribute that they didn't have, which saved us from being treated like Zdaim, or we had an extra punishment which Zdaim didn't have, and therefore we didn't need the severe punishment they got, because we got punished in a different way to make up for the difference. They were haughty, always satisfied with bread. They always had enough for themselves, never shared with others. So either it means they didn't have enough, so poverty makes up for the fact that we weren't punished like them, or it means that because we had Rachmanas, we were saved from being punished like that. Sila Chal Abir Hashem Bekirbi. Hashem should, Sila means he made them like a pathway. His Madeh has been totally ruined. That is, he ruined all my strong ones. He stepped on them. They opened their mouth. Why is the pain in front of the ayin in three of the four kapitlok in Eicha, which are written in the Alabes? Because the Meraglim spoke what they didn't see. So the peh was before the eye. They ate my nation like they ate bread, and they didn't call Hashem. Yes, either because they got a worse punishment than poverty, or because they had the mila of tzedakah. One of the two. Rashi brings two pshatas. Whoever eats Jewish bread tastes bread. One who doesn't eat Jewish bread doesn't know what bread tastes like. Meaning, when you steal from the Jew, it feels much better. Shem Karo, if you don't believe me, you can go to Poland and all the places that the Goyim are living in that once were lived in by Jews. That's Lachman Shay Yisrael. Hashem Karo, Rav Amela Dayanim. It's because the Dayanim didn't call the name of Hashem. Shmuel Amela Malamdi Tanaikas, the teachers that taught the kids, didn't teach them properly how to have the Shaykhus to Hashem. Mimanan. Who counted these people that don't have a chelik goyel mabo? Amar Ravashi, Anshe Knesset Agdaila Manam. The Anshe Knesset Agdaila counted them. Amar Ravidam, a rabbi, showed them this echo. They wanted to count someone else. Vaz, the Mus Dukna Shal Aviv. His father's likeness came, which is David HaMelech.
So what does that mean? They sat down and deliberated and said, we're going to put these in and throw these Nazis?
Well, they figured out from Sukkim and from Messiah which one it goes. I don't think they made up their... It was based on Sukkim and Messiah, who goes in and who doesn't go in. Right. I think the Gemara's question, and Mimanam, the Mepharshim say, is who counted 39 Avos Melachos and Shabbos? Who counted the Avos Nezikin? Who counted everything in the Torah? Why all of a sudden you bother Mimanam? The answer is, down in this world, of course Chazal have the power to decide Halacha, but who gives them power to tell us what happens in Olam Haba? The answer is Anshe Knesset Hagdolah, who had this Messiah, who were, they knew what happened.
Why do it?
A lesson to us.
That's a
it's a lesson to us. Knowing that people can lose their chelik in Olam Haba, knowing that kings can lose their chelik in Olam Haba, is a lesson to us.
Even the smartest
man. Yes, it is. It's a deterrent.
Even the smartest man can live.
Well, but they wanted to put in another one. So, Baz Musyuk Nishavim and Shtachel of Nehem, they didn't care. Boishman Hashemayim, Velukhresh, Mesim, Sam, started licking fire in their chairs, burning their chairs. Did you see a person that is diligent in his work with Nehem Yachim? Stands in front of kings, he won't be in front of the dark ones in Gehenna. He built my base HaMikdash before he built this palace. He was very diligent in building my house. It only took him 7 years. It took his him 13 years. He wasn't so diligent. He stands in front of the kings. He should not be in Gehenna. They didn't care. That's the Vasco of Amram. Imcha Yishamena, are you in charge of who gets scar? Kim Asta, that you are disgusted. Kiata Tifcha Veloani. Who are you to make these decisions anyway? I'm telling you, Shlaima has Olam Haba. So don't say that Shlaima doesn't. End of story.
This is the likeness of
God that
showed up to the.
I think it's the message that Shlaima is the wisest of all people.
Right, obviously, that's the message. And even a Shlaima Melech, correct. Darshi Rishuma Sayyayimrim, those who Darshim Sukum said, Kulam Ba Olam Haba. Everybody comes to Olam Haba. Shnei Medli Gilo Vli Menashe V'Efrayim. To me is Gilo. To me is Menashe V'Efrayim. Boaz Raishi, the strength of my head. Yehuda Mechaykiki. Yehuda, my judges. Mayav Sirachzi. Mayav is the pan or pot.
Back to that point. If a voice comes out from the Shemayim and says, leave him alone, why argue?
Leib HaShemayim.
I guess it got into the degrees of Leib HaShemayim.
All right, you made your point, so stop the Musish. It's only a Musish Mus. If you're only making a point, then Shemayim is already... This is not a halacha. It's a point in Musa.
The Mepharshim all ask a question. Then I'll ask you a question.
Sorry, I'm wrong. It's two today. All right, fine.
I'm saying the Vaila. I'm saying who needs a storybook? You have your so much chokhmah.
Okay.
I don't work, though. You know, I know. I don't work.
The Mepharshim answered your question. Offhand, I don't remember any answers. If I remember correctly, one of them says that what happened was David HaMelech comes, meaning Tzchus Avitz should save Shlomo. They said Tzchus Avitz can't save Shlomo. Then they came and they, Lichcha Esh is the Tzchus HaTorah. He learned a lot of Torah. Well, his wives served the Avodah Zarah under his nose. He didn't stop them. Torah can't help him either. So Tzchus HaVaida, he built the Beit HaMikdash. He built it diligently. That should save him. They said, sorry, Tzchus HaVaida can't save him either. His wives served the Avodah Zarah. So the Rabbanu Shlom said, he's not going to get him. Fact. End of story. Till then, it was different tzchusim that were being sent from Hashemayim to say that b'schus zeh, he should be saved. And their psak was that a person who lets his wife serve Avodah Zarah under his nose cannot be a let in Dalam Haba, regardless of the tzchus HaTorah and the tzchus HaVaida that he has.
They're really trying to understand, but the Zohar puts in a lushan of the entire. They're arguing with Shemayim, but they're really trying to.
That's
understand.
How these Mepharshim are learning it. They're saying, what you're saying, the reason for him going to Olam Haba doesn't hold water. It's not true. So the end of the day is, it's just the way it is. Nobody needs your input, it's over, it's done with. Not your negayah. That's. Again, if I'm quoting correctly, that's the Mepharish that I remember, and I can't even put a name to it. But this is what, there are different approaches I know in the Mepharshim, how to deal with what exactly they were trying to do when the Rabbanu Shlom was sending them all those messages. Okay, I think we will stop here, Sunday morning.
The reservation has been extended 15 minutes.
No, it is not. Okay,